Vince Dragonetti. He's with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We've had an ongoing challenge with the Road Commission in Ingham County, and I find it interesting from the aspect that we're talking about an entity that services thousands and thousands and thousands of people, deals with millions of dollars. With all the drama going on, are they getting their work done and as efficiently as they should? That's been the ongoing question for months here. And on the other end of our line is Vince Dragonetti. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony Connolly. Thank you for covering this, too. You're the only media that did cover this. I appreciate it.
Well, we find it interesting. You know, we try, my boss directs me, and with good reason, to cover stories that affect the most people. This affects a lot of people. From your perspective, what happened last night?
Well, 125 people showed up when usually we see six or seven people at these meetings. That's a lot of people. One comment that came up toward the end of the, you know, the meeting, basically, by one of the commissioners said that the Republicans requested the investigation. There was a partial truth in this, Tony. I asked publicly in a subcommittee meeting and privately of that same commissioner that there be an investigation by the Board of Commissioners, not the commissioners that run the county commission. It's like they were investigating themselves. So, yes, there was a partial truth stated in that statement.
But even though that report was completed and requested by that entity, it somewhat slammed that entity for its leadership.
Exactly. One of the key reasons for that report had to do with racial bias. The rest of the report we could debate all day long, but that was the whole purpose. I was lied to in a meeting by people that showed up, said there was racial bias going on. None of the commissioners, I'm not saying any of the commissioners said this. There are people that came to a meeting that said this. They lied to us. That's what started this whole thing. The main thing that came out of that report was no racial bias. Shirley Rogers' name was mentioned as meddling. It came up over and over. 25 people spoke against her and for management, including a former head of the union was standing there, including two black men that said they fully back management, what's going on over there.
Did anybody side with Shirley Rogers last night?
One commissioner toward the end, and that was the statement that was made having to do with saying who wanted this report. And yes, the report was wanted. It was desired. It should have been done by us at our level. I don't have a problem with the full report. A few of the people do there. I look and say the whole thing and the result of this report was no racial bias. Shirley Rogers is the common denominator of this whole thing. There was a FOIA report that was mentioned in there, and I'm sure Rich Hurl saw that. He heard it. He was sitting there through it all, and it mentioned, it went in there basically saying, Road Commission, basically, they went to employees. There was a member of the Road Commission, Shirley Rogers, went to employees. It was in this FOIA report on an investigation by the Sheriff Department. At the end of this report, an interesting thing. It also said in that report, Rogers is meddling. This is a different report from the investigation. This is a sheriff report. At the end of that sheriff report, the investigator thanked the employee for coming in during work hours. We thought that was kind of interesting.
Deb DeLeon, who is a fellow board member on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, told us on this program that she believes that there is a bias there, that people of color were passed over for promotions in part to favoritism for other employees, and that when it comes to gender and people of color, that the Road Commission isn't as equal as it should be. How do you respond to that?
Read the report that they hired. Even if it was hired the correct way that I said should have been done at our level, then the net result of the report says the opposite. There is no racial bias. The public can get a copy of the report. They can see the report. The opposite is stated in that report.
All right, so what happens now?
Right, that at the end, one of the commissioners made a point, and it is important. The county Board of Commissioners has no power to go into a road commissioner and remove them. And we talked to many of the employees after. I only met a few of the people last night. I don't know many of these people at all. I don't know any of them that showed last night. And they said, what do we do from here? I said, you know, they were looking at us. There's nothing we can do at this point. That is the problem with state law on this. However, there's something in the law that has to do with malfeasance. It's a comprehensive term used in both civil and criminal law to describe any act that is wrongful. Now, basically, that is how we could remove Shirley Rogers. Now, it's up to the majority of the board, which is a Democrat caucus, that does control the appointments. Commissioner Grebner is correct. There have been bad appointments made to this road commission. He's right on the button. You know, he said it correct. He said it exactly how it is. This has happened over the years that they have to get people in there. This is a board, basically, a commission. And that they take care of roads and cleaning our roads. And he says it that way. He says it passionately. He's correct on that. You know, Randy Schaefer brought up specifics last night. You know, Steve Dugan brought up specifics last night. I didn't have to say anything last night.
Are there Democrats that believe that Deb DeLeon is wrong and that Shirley Rogers is not is at the core of the problem there?
Yes.
Who?
I can't say the name. I knew you were going to say who. I will not and cannot say the names. There are four I've talked to one-on-one, four of the Democrats in that caucus that all agree.
Well, why are they hiding? I mean, if you don't like something, it's your job to change it.
I don't know. You know, I talked to them one-on-one. They're very reasonable. They're good people. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the caucus. I could guess I could show up someday because it is a public meeting and find out, but I'm not so sure if these are discussed in the caucuses at all.
All right.
When they bring these up.
All right, Vince. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to try to get Shirley Rogers removed as the chair of that board?
I'm going to pursue what I can, and I do feel there's one thing that I'm concerned about, and I did request yesterday and make a contact with the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Now, this is from the reverse side of it. It is not from an employee filing complaint. I really personally, in my opinion, feel that there's reverse discrimination going on against these three management people. I firmly believe that. Now, whether the Civil Rights Commission agrees and if it falls under that or not, I don't know. But I really feel something should be done at that level.
So you think that Shirley Rogers, with the support of Deb DeLeon, are trying to cause problems or trying to make changes against people just because they're white?
It seems that way, doesn't it? It seems like that which we're feeling out there. You had 25 people speak against Shirley Rogers for the board. And you had no one speaking for the situation. They were not saying that management is bad. They were not saying that Shirley Rogers is good. They were all in the opposite. There was nobody there on the other side of this.
All right, Vince, how many people do you serve in Ingham County?
About 18,000, 19,000.
All right. But encompassed in Ingham County that the Board of Commissioners serves, how many people is that?
I think 262,000, I'm really guessing.
And what is the budget for the Ingham County Road Commission?
I don't know the Road Commission budget, tell the truth.
Is it millions?
Oh, yeah, well into the millions.
Yeah. All right, well, Vince, so we appreciate most of the Board of Commissioners we talk to, Republican or Democrat, are kind enough to talk with us. We appreciate your candor, and we'll continue to follow the story.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you calling, too. Yeah.